side of it, really. But I don't know if the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. Are you lefond of Mini Eichlin? Zborer me'ochel, borer me'niach, v'lo yivor. V'nbira chayim chattas. Have a brisa. Very cryptic brisa. Borer me'ochel. So that's mutter. Borer me'niach. So Rashi says, that's meniach la'cheirim. Taisa, sorry. Bura meniach. Lo yivar v'imbirer chayim chatas. Maik omar, omar ula, hachi komar, b'ra v'eicha l'boi b'yoyim, u'b'ra v'meiniach l'boi b'yoyim, u'l'mocha lo yivar v'imbirer chayim chatas. That's ula. Boy b'yev is mutter and l'mocher is an isa day raisa. Mask of l'rav chizda v'chi mutter lefois l'boy b'yoyim v'chi mutter l'vashel l'boy b'yoyim se el l'omrav chizda l'r v'yechel pochis mikashir boy b'yev meiniach pochis mikashir u'kashir l'yivor v'imbir chayim chat. So masculine of Yisiv v'chi mutter lefois pochis mikashir. The Apella, so what did Rav Chizda, what did Rav Chizda think? Obviously Ula understood that we should distinguish between Boirer and Afiyah. Rav Yisiv, Rav Chizda says that Lagabe the timing, there's no room to be machalik. But in terms of the amount, it would make sense to be machalik. Elam Rav Yosef, Boirer v'eichel biyad, Boirer miniach biyad, v'konen v'tamchel lo yivror, Bimbirer potav alos. Rav Yosef is the only one that says that lo yivror sounds like should be nisir derabbanim, not nisir deraisa. Ubindafu kivora lo yivror bimbirer chayim chatas. So So here you can't ask a kasha. But a fee biyad. It's not shayach. Right? The fee only is only one kind of a keli. So here Rav Yosef was successful in finding a distinction between boirer that would not exist l'gabei yofer, that would be unique to boirer. Shear and timing, that is a parameter, a variable that's shared by all malachis. So it has to explain why would it be machalik between boirer and other malachis. So we have to explain why Rav Chisda would think that shear makes a difference and timing doesn't make a difference. Rav Yosef chose a distinction which will be, if not unique to Boirer, but at least it'll be specific to certain malachis. So maskif l'Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna midei konid v'tamchi k'toni. Ela amar Rav Hamnuna boirer v'yoichel oichel mitech ha'psoilas. Boirer v'niach oichel mitech ha'psoilas. Psoilas mitech ha'oichel l'yivar v'mbir ha'chayiv chattas. So for some reason Rav Hamnuna says that to leave out the kelim and the braisa, that's an unacceptable pshat. But to leave out whether it's oichel mitech psoilas, that's okay. So maskev lo abaye, midei oichel mitech psoilas ktoni, elo amar abaye, boire v'oichel yalter, hu boire v'niach liyalter, hu leboi b'yoyim layivror, v'mbirer nasik v'bor liyotzer v'chayiv chattas. So Abaye apparently for some reason says that oichel mitech psoilas, that can't be left out of the braisa, but the timing of liyalter and boi b'yoyim, that if that's left out, that's omitted from the braisa, it's still a good pshat to put it in. So we have five different pshatim, correct, in the braisa. Two are on timing. Ulan Abai is a question of time. Boy b'yoyim versus l'macher, or l'alter versus boy b'yoyim. Then you have chatzi shir and keli and the oichel mitech psoilas. The shock of Atari of the Gemara is almost impossible to understand. Right? To say that Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha and he himself put in a parameter that doesn't exist, that Abaye criticized the previous pshat and then put in a parameter also doesn't exist, is very difficult. Who addresses that? Huh? Yes, what did he say? That's good for Abaye. Rav Hamnuna and Rav Yosef. No, but why is there a parameter more pshat than the previous parameter? So what's the Ramban's second lashon? It's very just a technical issue. Ramban in the second lashon says, and that's probably the first. The second is just a technical comment that this sugya was put together by Rav Ashi, and that these are not real kashas. Rav Hamnuna never asked this kasha. The Gemara is raising a question in each text, and it is the same question in each text. And it just phrased it as Rav Hamnuna Rav Yosef's kasha. That's to show how difficult the Shakal Matari is. It's so difficult, the Ramban suggests that it could be that there was a Braisa, there were five Pshatim, and Ravashi's Masadar in a more dramatic way. But L'chayra, the Ramban in the first Pshat, L'chayra Rashi, and Tosas, Sarachiyan, how are you going to learn each, how are you going to learn why Rav Hamnuna would accept his Pshat and ask a Kasha, which he'd ask on himself? So the Gemara doesn't ask a Kasha in Abaye. Bar Rav Yechel Yalter. Amru Arvon and Kamei de Rava, Omar Lu Shapir, Omar Nachmeni. Right, so right away we know that Abaye is going to be important for Psak Halacha. Right? Now we're going to make a distinction between Lialter and Boy Biyoim. Hayu lafon of shnei minei yoichlin. Ubirer v'ochal, ubirer v'niach. Rav Ashi masni potter. So when Rav Ashi learned this text, he said that this brisa, birer v'yochal, birer niach, he ended up saying potter. Rav Yirmi diftei masni chayiv. Rav Ashi masni potter, v'atani chayiv, leikasha. Ha v'konin v'tamcha yobin nafu kvara. Why did Rav Ashi say, ha lialter aboy b'yoyim? So, the fact that Rav Ashi, no?
Yosef's the only one who has the potter of Yosef,
so...
So it's the word building into it being a potter of a lasher. And it says potter, so that means potter of a lasher. So none of the other sheets have potter of a lasher. The rest of them are either mutter l'chachtila or lasher.
Good. So the fact that Rav Ashi says it over here indicates that this parameter, this Tanai, was not thrown out. Right? So the Gemara says the Tanai of Lialter Shapir Namachmeni. Then the Gemara said, Rav Ashi, when he had to learn Pshat and Ebraisa, so he used the Tanai of Keli, of Biyad and Bekeli. So also be la'alocha. Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar, Shavsud Rav Dimi Avoy, Rav Dimi was taking care of us, Viklu Rebbe Rav Ashi, Shodo Kamayu Kalkalo De Piri. So Rav Bibi was serving Rav Ami and Rav Yasi. So he brought a bowl of fruit. And he tipped the bowl of fruit. Right? So that the fruit would roll out over the table. So it wouldn't be Betarayvis anymore. V'loya dana, im yishum de sovar eichu mitech psoiles osir, I don't know whether he was being a generous host, saying, take the whole thing, or whether he was concerned about Boirer, Oichel Mitech Pseiles, that even Oichel Mitech Pseiles is awesome. Right? Or whether we say no, that Oichel Mitech Pseiles is Mutter, and it was V'ayin Yafe. So here there was no Keli, and he was the altar. Right? The Afal Pikain, the Gemara's Mesupik, that maybe it has to be Oyach Mitech Pseilas. So you see that the three Tanoim of Boirer, Halach Lamaisa, are going to be the altar. That was Abayis Pshat and Rav accepted. It's going to be Biyah, that was Rav Ashi's Akimt of the Braisa, and it's going to be Oichel Mitech Pseiles, because that was the concern that the Gemara says still exists, even when it's Lialt and when it's Biyah. Okay? So far, so good? Chizki Amar, Habayra Turmusim Mitech Apsalis, was picking out a kind of bean that was cooked inside its husk. Chayiv. Leimoka Sarachizki Echel Mitech Apsalis, Osir. Shani Turmusim. The shalki lay shivazim niv lay shakli vi lay shakli lay mesriach. Ukip seilis mitei chaychol dami. What's the closing gemara? That we're makbid for oichel, for seilis mitei chaychol. And not oichel mitei chaychol. And termusim is a kind of food where even if you pull out the bean, so it's ke'ilu seilis mitei chaychol. That's what explain why. But that's not the point I want to make. Right now we want to show what the upshot of the Bryce is. Alright? So the upshot of the Ksugya. The upshot of the Ksugya seems to be that you would require, in order to do Bayer on Shabbos, you require three Tanam. Okay? Where do the three Tanam come from? So what does Rashi say? Rashi divra maskil potter molosa. So Rashi is mutter lecharchila loy habe de domi libreira v'chayiv chatas. Sorry, v'chayiv chatas lehabe. V'klach yadu de ikur breira benofil kuvara avol biyad loy domi libreira klal. So according to Rashi, it would sound like that Beirer Biyad is so far away from the typical Beirer that it's not, that Chazal didn't even make it Osir. It's not even a Kilacher Yad. Rashi introduced an idea. You have it a few places in the Masechta. That there's a Melacha. There's a Melacha Kilacher Yad, Shaloi Kedarka. And then there's something which is so shaloi kedarka that is no longer malacha. So boirer kedarka is an isidei raisa, chiyav chatas. Boirer shaloi kedarka, that's an isidei rabbanon, shema yavoy. And shaloi kedarka bechlal, that's mutter altogether. Chazal didn't make that also. You have a similar din, legave bishul. Gemara says that bishul b'ur is chiv de'raisa. Bishul b'toldas ur, something that was heated up by a fire. That's an iser derabban and gzeir shema. Bishul b'chama. The Gemara says that bishul b'chama is mutter. We don't even make a gzeira. Bishul b'chama otu bishul b'ur. So Rashi explains because bishul b'chama is so strange, is so different from bishul b'ur. Even bishul b'toldas chama is an isa derabbanan. But bishul b'ur, Rashi is like have bishul b'chlal. So Rashi says the same thing over here. Rashi Lamed Tesem and Aleph by Bishul B'chama. Next, Oyecha Mitech Pseilets Loi Derech Vereiri Uberu Umeinich Lealter Lecho Lealter She'ein Ze Derech Vereirin. So how's Rashi defining Derech Bairin? What determines Derech Bairin? What's the Bairin Meniach Lialt Nelech Lialt Shein Zed Derech Bairin? What is Derech Bairin? No, Ariel? Okay, so but apparently if you use the Nafak Vara, that's a Derech Bairin. Apparently if you don't use a Nafak Vara, but your boirer But your Beira Lemachar, even beyond, it's also apparently Derech Beira. No? Is that what we're saying according to Rashi? So how are we defining, how do you understand what Derech Beirin is? What distinguishes Derech Beirin? What is Lialter and Beyond and Oyech HaMitech HaMseilis? What does that do? How does that change Beirin? It could be. No one says Lachar Rashi should say Shkin also by Mishkan. What do you say?
It's not necessarily each one of these, but without the others would be therefore. But I guess it's possible to read into the sugya that within Abaye and then when Rav Ashi brings up Kinyan Kamkoi and his Okam Tapsolas, it could be that all the other factors are in place as they would be
for Boring,
really all three
of them. Okay, Machlokes Rashi Tosis. All three or any one. Before we get to that, what is the Derech Beirin? What distinguishes? Are we just talking about the way that things were done al pi rov? It's a little bit difficult. If that be the case, so everybody should be masking. If all we're doing over here is defining Beirin Bishinoi, so what's the machlekes of Chizir, Rav Nuna, Rav Yosef? Biyan is a shinoi. Everyone should be masculine. Biyan is a shinoi. No, is it a shinoi? Not a shinoi. Right? If all we're discussing over here is if this whole sugya is just boimer v'shinoi, so everyone should be masculine. Nope. Josh, what do you say?
It's like the question is, what's there?
Why would you say that?
No one is Rashi. He's just burning up out there saying the Alkali is the Rabbah.
Okay.
And Okali is not Chole. That's their Hatiba. And, depending on the fact of the guy, my guess is that he being now in such a complicated way.
So it's a little bit, you're a little bit stuck in that one. Well, what's the alternative? If it's not Derech Hilu, what is it? Was that? What's the alternative Derech Hilu? Was that? In a Borer Lachila or Borer? Was that Loitzer? Right, who spells it out? Abayis. So let's come back. So apparently what's happening over here is that there's a Rash that an Abayis spells out to us. But what I'm suggesting is that this is the running theme of the sugya. That the Gemara says that boirer, that when we define boirer, we're defining boirer liyotzer. And it's mukhrach this way, because of what Josh said. It's mukhrach to define boirer as being boirer liyotzer. Why? Because you're doing, every time you eat, you're doing boirer. In other words, the Tanoim had to define what's called Boira L'Yotze and what's called Boira L'Achila. Why? Because if Boira L'Achila would be Osir, you wouldn't be able to eat. How are you going to choose which slice of the orange to have? How are you going to pull away the peel of the orange? How can you, when you have cholent, how can you go for the potato and not the beans? Shneim in the Eichlin. How can you eat anything? How can you choose a drumstick instead of a wing, dark meat instead of white meat? So, Boirer Bal Korchoi, Tanom said, Boirer has to be defined, what's the Boirer that's Osir? So, this is where we have to go slow. So it's clear from the Gemara that Boirer, which is Osir, is Boirer Li Oitzer. And that's what the sugya is doing. The sugya is saying, how do I define Boreh Le'Yotzer? How do I define Boreh, which is, to put it loosely, a farming activity, not an eating activity? So the Gemara opens up by saying, L'machar. So what's the kasha v'chimuta lefais l'machar? What are you talking about? Afiya is not defined. The definition of afiya is not afiya le'yotzer v'afiya le'lech. Afiya is aser. Right? It doesn't enjoy the same distinction. So when the Gemara says, Amar ula achikamar bar v'yoyche l'boy v'yoyim. Ubar miniach l'boy v'yoyim l'machar le'yivar. So maskev l'rav chizda. V'chimuter lefais l'boy. What kind of kasha is that? Ula is explaining to you that if I'm doing a boirer for today, that's still achila. Boirer liyotz is putting it aside for tomorrow. So what's Rav Chizda? What's Rav Chizda asking? V'chimuter lefais l'boy b'yayim. Rav Chizda says shir. Understand? A person eats in very small amounts. So if you're ready. Now the Rav Chizda is arguing that the shear of Boirer is different than the shear of Afiya. And that was the machlokes between Rav Chizda and Rav Yosef. The shear of Boirer is defining that this is a Maisa Achila. And not the Maisa Boirer Liyotze. And it's different than the shear of Afiya. The shear of Afiya, as the Torah told you, what's considered Afiya Chashuva. But Lagabe Boirer, the shear is defining Boirer L'Achila, Boirer L'Yotzer. So Rav Yosef rejects that. He says, no, the shear of Boirer is like any other shear. So who's going to be Matir of Afiya Pachas Mikashir? So Rav Yosef himself says, Kalim. If you use a nafa kvar when you're barely yitzi, don't do it be a dayim. When you do barely yitzi, you use the keli that'll handle the most material at one time. You don't use a kenin v'tamachoy. You don't sit there with a cylinder, rolling it around, waiting for something to roll down. If you're in the middle of eating something, so you're not going to get your sifter to sift through something. If you're just having nuts, and you need to get the nut out of the shell. Alright, so you pull the cylinder out and you do it. You do it with your dime, you do it with a lousy keli. So each amayras is using one particular criteria. And that one criteria is distinguishing between boirer le'oitzer and boirer le'achila. So again, so Amar Ula Achi Kama Barvi Eichel Boi Biyayim, Boi Ru Mei Niach Boi Biyayim. Why does the Brisa spell out Boi Ru Mei Niach Lacherim? I shouldn't have a Havamina that a Maisa Chila can only be done by the Eichel. I shouldn't have a Havamina to say that it has to be Mamish B'Teich Achila. Right? The Achranim discussed that. We'll discuss it. Watermelon pits. Right? The Verlocha says that if it's clear that if it's part of the Maisa Achila, that it's mutter. Right? That's how most people they eat the watermelon and spit out the pits. So it's part of the Maisa Achila. So without going into that, we'll come to that Mir Tashem. But the point of this Bryce is that we don't expect that Boirer has to be mamish part of the Maisa Achila. I can be Boreh Miniach L'Acherim also, as long as I follow rules. So, but that's why there's a Havamina. Why should I think, does the Gemara say, that let's say a person is cutting something up, but it's in very large pieces, so it's not toichin. Or a person ties a knot that is bechlal not a kesher chayama. It's a kesher hedyad. So do we say, oh, you can also tie somebody else's shoe? Does that have to be said? If I can do kosher on my shoe, so I can't do kosher on somebody else? Is there a half minute to say that a melacha should be different for somebody else? I mean, he's also a mutter. So here the Bryce is saying that there is a half minute to say that if my whole concern over here is defining a ma'is achila, so it could be asked to be done by the Yechel. So that's what the Bryce says, no. Ula says that Boirali Yoitzer, you do it for many days at a time. No one does Boirali Yoitzer just for today. Nobody goes to the field and every single day harvests enough to be ground to flour on that day. So says Ula, once I'm doing it, not for Boi B'yayim, or once I'm doing it for Boi B'yayim, that's still part of the context of Achila. It's a very broad concept of Achila. So Rav Chisda rejects that. Rav Chisda says, no, Boi B'yayim does not define a Ma'is Achila. It doesn't define a Derech Achila. Boi B'yayim, it's 24 hours, it's three different meals. That's why Rav Chisda says that if you're telling me Bo B'yom, that is not specific enough to distinguish a Ma'isa Achila from a Ma'isa Oitzer. So that has to be shared by every other Melacha. Since in Afiyah we don't make that distinction, so if you're, this parameter would have to be common to Afiyah, that's Rav Chisda's Kasha. V'chimut lav is Bo B'yom. So when Rav Chisda says, Pachis Mikashir, excuse me, sir, Rav Chisda is coming up with a parameter that he thinks is unique to Boirer. Shear is unique to Boirer. Because in Boirer, the Shear should define a Ma'is Achila. In Afiyah, and in Teichen, and in Lush, and in Koitzah, the Shear has to define a food, not a Ma'is Achila, but Ochel. What's considered to be food. But when it comes to Boirer, so Rav Chisda is saying that the Shear is defining a Ma'is Achila. And that's what Rav Yosef rejects. He says the Shear of Boirer is like a Shear of Kol Tera Kula, like Shear of everything else.
But that means anything on top larger than the Shear is also.
Correct.
It's only for Boirer.
No.
It's not so large.
All right. So that will come back to Josh's question in a moment. Does it have to be Otzer, or has to be a non-Ma'is Achila? In other words, that will come back in a moment. Usher. Probably, yeah. Why? Because it's no longer defined as a Burly Otzer. That's lav derech vermin. When we say lav derech vermin, we mean this is not the way that Burin Leoitzer do. So, and apparently that's why every Amora understands that their parameter needn't be spelled out in the Braisa. Because that's defining the Mahus of Boirer. It was always understood that you're allowed to do Boirer B'Shas Achila. That's the Dabar Poshut, otherwise you can't eat. So the job of the Braisa always had to be to introduce some kind of parameter. The only question was the most obvious parameter. Elam Rav Yosef. Elam Rav Yosef. Boirer v'yoichel b'yad, boirer miniach b'yad. You understand? Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is saying Shear, is that you don't have to spell the Shear. The Shear is spelled in other Mishnayos. See, David, is a good question. Give it some more thought. But that's what Rav Yosef is saying, that the Shear is understood. Elamai, that the Shear in Boirer should be defined differently. It defines the Malacha. Om Rav Yosef, Rav Yochel Miyad, Rav Meniach Miyad. Bekonim Etamchi Lo Yivror. So that we understand very well. Masl Rav Nuna. But it's not Mirei Kinun V'Tamchui Ketani. Why isn't he saying Mirei Nofu Kvorah Ketani? Mirei Kinun V'Tamchui choosing the Rabbanan and the Gedin. The Tesis and Rashi discussed that. According to Rashi, it's just a Kudus to Nafukvar, same thing. Elam Rav Nuna, Bar V'yech Lechem Yitev Pseilas. So, Baye Mide Yechem Yitev Pseilas Ketani, Elam Rav Baye, Bar V'yech Lealter. So why did Baye have to explain Nasa Kibar L'yotzer? Why? What's Nasik of early Yotzer? If we're saying this is the Mahalach of the whole Sugya, and Abai just Megala to us, so why talk is Abai Megala to us? No? Because of Ula. Right? Because of Ula and because of Josh. Right? Because of Ula, because he's changing the time parameter. Right? And also because, by changing the time parameter, what's Abai claiming? Abai is saying, and Ula makes a lot of sense. If what's Oser is Burli Yotzer, so Lachari makes sense. Lamachar is Burli Yotzer. What Abaye is saying is, when it's not a Boirer L'Achila, it's Nasik of Burli Yotzer. That's Abaye's Ha'ar over here. That once it's not a Boirer L'Achila, that would answer David's question also. That Abaye is pointing out to us that Boirer, which is Mutter, has to be defined clearly by its parameters as a Boirer which is a Maisa Achila. And Abaye says if it's not clearly a Maisa Achila, Nasik of Boirer L'Yotzer. V'chayev. So he said they write so. Alright? So what we're suggesting now is that Boirer which is mutter, is Boirer which is clearly defined as a Maisa Achila, as part of Achila. How is it defined as a Maisa Achila? So the Maskanus of Gemara is, has to be done, Oyech L'mitev Pseilas, has to be done Miyad, Lialter, and has to be done Miyadayim, without a Keli. And if it's missing any one of these parameters, so even though you would still claim it's not a Boirer L'Yotzer, it's still done Oyech L'mitev Pseilas. But Nasik of Boirer L'Yotzer. The Torah was Magdir. In other words, the Torah, according to what we're saying now, is the Torah didn't say that Boirer L'Yotzer is Chayiv. The Torah said any Boirer which is not a Boirer L'Achila is a Boirer L'Yotzer, which is Chayiv. Alright? That's Pshat in Abaye. Nasik of Boirer, it's not really a Boirer L'Yotzer. But Nasik of Boirer L'Yotzer. But that's the Chiyuv Deiraisa. This is the Yesod of the Malach of Boirer. And the way we explained it, so this is going to have implications for other malachis as well. In other words, we're going to discuss what about dosh b'shas achila? What about teichin b'shas achila? How can you discuss such a thing? Afiyah b'shas achila, tzviyah b'shas achila. But the way we explain it, we understand it, because what forces us to say that boirer has to be defined in order to be awesome as a Boirer L'Yotzer and a Boirer L'Achila, because without that you couldn't eat. So any time you have a malacha which taken to its extreme may get in the way of eating, so that forces us to say that we have to define the malacha more as an oitzim malacha, not as an oitzim malacha. Alright, we'll get to it. All right, that's step number one. Okay? Tosis. That explains the shock of the time of the Gemara. And this yesod is going to cut through almost all the achronim as well. All right, let's flesh it out in the Rishonim as well. Where does Rebbe Chananel discuss Baruch Yotzer? Just to show you on the right track over here. Ramban, Baruch Yotzer. No? Go ahead. Okay, good. Where else is seen the Rishon in that Barley Yotzer, that this Yosaid is correct? Rashi speaks in terms of Derech Barabin. So we're imposing on Rashi that Derech Barabin means Derech Barley Yotzer. But I think that's Pshat. I don't think it's a Kvetch. Who are the Barabin? Barabin are not picky eaters. Right? Burin are not people sitting down just to eat. Burin are farmers. Right? Where else do you see it clearly in the Rishonim? Ben Hananel, an eye in Dalamid base, no? Correct. Correct. Shabir Liyotzer. The Chananel says, if you want to, what's the big deal about which Kalim you use? So he spells out what we explained. And the Ramban, in explaining Oichel Mitech Pseiles, explains that Boir Liyotzer, you do Pseiles Mitech Oichel. If you look through the Rishonim, it was a davar pashut to them. That what Abaye is saying, that's the yesod of the sugya. The three parameters that we have, you'll be able to find in various Rishonim, that each parameter is the defining issue of Barer Liyotzer, Barer Lachila. So it's good. That's part of the sugya. The parameters that were ultimately chosen were parameters that define the mice of Mara Zabarli Yaitza. Okay? Now, so what's the... Go ahead, Effie. Correct. Okay? So that's solid. Now, what's the Machlegs Rishonim over here? It comes down La Locha. Go ahead, Andrew. The what?
He says that it depends on the case. It's a mark on the test. If it's more solas, then also we go from solas to terra for it.
Right.
If it's more also than solas,
right. So Tosha says that it's not just ochel mitapsos or vice versa. It's that whatever is more tircha is to be avoided. The lesser tircha is what Byron duly yaitz, which makes sense? Alright? So, the machleg is Rishonim is whether we accept that or not. Alright? So that probably is the machleg. So how would you explain that machleg is? You go ahead.
Say that we're going to define borer based on this definition of what we are not doing is borer, and it's going to be consistent, or we're going to say the borer is going to be defined by each individual in each scenario that becomes a borer.
Something along those lines, right? Is the Torah defining a mice of borer? A mice of borer is oichel is pseiles mitech oichel. Or better yet, is the Torah saying a ma'isa achila is mutter? A ma'isa achila is oichel mitech pseilos. End of story. When you eat, you take the food. It could be in certain situations that's how a farmer will do it as well. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah gave us halach l'mishmisinai certain parameters to define a ma'is achila, and that's it. And Taisa says no, that the halach l'mishmisinai was either kederach b'irvin or defining a b'ir l'yotzer, and it would change from situation to situation. Okay, what else is what's the major machlokes shana over here? Go ahead, no explain? In order for what? In order to be mutter. Right? And? Says what? That you need what? In order to be mutter. Even if it's done on your day, Kaylee. Right? Tosis points it out. No. Tanya Chayev. Ramban Shita. There's a machlokes Rishonim, which will, you'll see, it shows that mamash in the Bar Aloch and Mishnah Berurah. Do you need all three tanon to be mutter? Or are two specific tanon good enough? Look at the Tosis. We learned Pshat in the Sugya, that you need all three to know. Right? Because Rav Hamnuna, Rav Bibi, was the situation was the out there, and it was beyond. And he still wanted to avoid sales with Echo. He wanted to avoid that they would push away some of the bad oranges. So the Pasha of the Sugya is that you need all three conditions in order to be mutter. Right? Taisus, Ramban, Rabbi Hanana, and Rosh, say lav dafka. Right? Taisus v'atanya. V'atanya chayiv. We had this brisa. Rivashi said, Potter, he said, Vatani Chayav. What's the Vatani Chayav? So, Pirish Bakuntur is dying of Bryce Liel. The Bryce that we've been talking about. The Tana Rabbanon. The Koshalari. So that then it comes out that in the Bryce of the Liel, which we have interpreted already to be Mekil, when it's Lialter, so Ravashi said that he will only say that it's Potter if it's Lialter and if it's not done with enough of Kvar. Right? That's what we learned shot in the Gemara. That's what that Rashi's pointing out. Hey, Yois, that Ravashi, we come to Ravashi and we say, how could you say chayav? We have a brice that says not chayav. And that brice, according to, and now according to Sugya Baye, is talking about lialter, right? So that means that Rav Ashi will hold that sometimes lialter is chayav. When? Benofa kvara. So that's what we're pointing out, that according to Rashi, in order for it to be mutter, it has to be the altar and beyond. Correct? And it would seem to the Hemshecha Gemara, it has to be the altar, beyond, and Echmet HaPsoilas. All three to know him. Says Toysviz. The Koshlevi. The Lamayna Mekmin and Lobinofa Kvara Mashmed Davka Lidboi Biyoy Moser. Aval the altar, Afilu Binofa Kvara Shari. The Re says, shouldn't be that way. Because if he's not using a keli amyuchad l'chach, or if he's not using a clay oitzrim, so it should be mutter. Even if it's boi b'yoyim and not li'alter. So the Re says we shouldn't require two conditions. Any one condition should work. Certainly, by the altar should work, or the yad should work. Right? This is kasha. Uperkam of the beya mashma, the benafuk var also b'chol inyan. The non beisil loymrim, boyer kedarke b'knein v'tamchui, avol loy benafuk vara, v'loy maflik ben lialte l'boy b'yoyim. Right? That would seem to support Rashi. V'od l'chayr l'ula, d'le'el, have a burr l'boy b'yoyim, kemoy lialte, li'abaye, v'im kein shor l'ula, b'nafuk vara, afilu boy b'yoyim. Uv masnis n'bei osir, l'chol apochis, l'boy b'yoyim. Says Tosfos, that our sugya seems to be against what Rashi and the Gemara in Beya, that our sugya seems to say, Ula seems to say, once it's l'boy b'yoyim, it should be mutter, afilu b'nafuk kvara. And boy b'yoyim for Ula, Rashi, Tos assumes, is the altar for Abaye. So therefore, again, any one criteria should be matir. V'chein mash mitrech perish v'nachananel. The perish is shleish adinim v'bor li altar. The biyad mutter. V'konu tamchui potter. O loser. V'nav gora chayiv chattas. So koidu v'nachananel, you would at least require two criteria to be makel. Right? Tosfos says that according to the Re, it sounds like any one criteria you'd be makel. V'nir le Re, the brayse le'el ayu bar biyad. And once it's biyad, it's shumi mutter. V'achad the Michael Mnafu Kvara, Rais Achrisi, V'afili Alter Chayim Chattas, Tzimachleikas Tanoim. Right? According to Tosfos, Tzimachleikas Tanoim, whether one criteria is Makil, or whether I need two criteria to be Makil. As Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say. Right? So the machlaik is a mshat. But according to Rashi, all the Tanoim seem to be, or certainly the Tanoim could fall in line with saying that we require three criteria to be makel. And that's the maskana sasugya. And according to Tosfos, or according to Rabbeinu Chananel, let's say, it sounds like that you don't require all three to be makel. That if you have, Lialter and Kaylee, you'd still be Chayim Chattas. A Keli can make it into a Chayim Chattas. Keli alone. But if it's done biyad, and if it's done biyad, and it's and it's done lemachar, may also be a Isur Deraisa. Right? That's the Nakuda that Tosfos is Machlokes Tanoim. But Lemaisa, Tosfos says, like Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, does Rabbeinu Chananel require all three criteria? But today, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, According to Rash, go ahead, Neil.
Like
what was that?
Like three.
Why?
Three.
All three to be chayav to be mutter. Right. So according to Rashi, it sounds like you need all three to be makel, right? And if any one criteria could make it into nisa deraisa. And according to Rabbi Hananel, it sounds like you need all three to be chayiv, any one is causing to be makel. All right. Again, we have three criteria. So according to it's machlekes rishonim, do I need all three to make it a boira la'achila muteres? And any one missing makes it a boira la'itzer asura? Or do I need all three to make it into a boira li'itzer achayev? Right? And if I'm missing any one, it's a boira li'itzer. So what's the machlekes now? Go ahead. Right. Right. That's what Josh was saying before. That's the Nekudas and Machlaikas over here. What exactly, how is the Din Dei Raisa defined? Is the Torah saying that anything which is not clearly identified as a Boira L'Achila is Nasik Boira L'Yotzer? The only thing which is Mutter is a boira which by all indications is a boira l'achila. What am I selecting? What am I selecting it for? How am I doing it? Every single issue says boira l'achila. Anything which is not like that, if it's not clearly identified as a boira l'achila, that's boira osir. Or did the Torah say, what's osir is a boira which is clearly identified as a boira l'yotzer? And anything which is not clearly identified as a boira l'yotzer is mutter. What was the geder akra? How do you define the iser of boira? Is the iser of boira defined as any ma'isa boira that's not clearly identified as part of a ma'isa achila? Or is boira defined as a iser of a pula which is clearly identified as a maisa barley yotzer, as a farming activity. That's the machlekes. If you'll tell me it has to be identified as a barley yoichel, so I'm going to need all three criteria to be makel. And if you're going to tell me it's defined as a farming activity, then I need all three criteria to be machel. Alright? So what do we do today? We just learn, try to learn pshat in the sugya. But we live shot in the sugya, and yet trying to figure out where these criteria are coming from, right? So the mele that raises the barley yotzer barley achila issue. All of Rishonim use that in different ways to define the criteria. So that seems to be what's cutting through, and it's such a part of the issue of boirer that every amira says my issue is so poshut doesn't need to be spelled out. Your issue, that's not pasha. That has to be spelled out. But my issue is definitive of what a ma'isa chila what a boira l'yotzer is. And then, this will explain to us the machlekes rishonim of you. In terms of whether, what has to be clearly identified. This could also be related to the 2 days in the Ramban. Because if what's going on in the Gemara is that the Gemara is being malakate several different ways of interpreting Boirer, and the Gemara is the one that made each one work off the other. So it's very possible that every Tana says, I hold of other criteria as well. To me, the most pressing criteria that you can leave out of the text is time, is Keli. But there are other Tanaim also that are part of it. Right? So then it would make sense to say, like the Ramban says, there was a Avnun, and there was an Ula, and there was a Yosef, and the Gemara put it together. But the Tanaim never really asked each other these kashas. But if you learn the way the text seems to read, that every suggestion is a rejection of the other suggestion, so then that would yield that I really need one criteria to define it as a boirer ha'asur. All right. So it could be that the weilim pshat nesuya may depend on or may yield this machlokes. Now we have to do a lot of work to do. That's just the yisod. Now we have to discuss all the details that come up. Number one, by comparing the two other sugyas, Kufla Meches and Beya, and then the definition of Lachla Maisa. Now we'll get into the definition of Lachla Maisa Bora as a Rishonim Reis, and then we'll carry it through to the Mishnah Berurah. So hopefully end of the week or early next week we can finish Bora Medina. If you're missing Mar McCollins, please pick him up. Was that? Hour early.
Okay. It seems like the way we read the Rach at the end that
right.
it's hard to be chayiv is not the way that we wanted to read Abaye's Na'ase Kibor Elo.
Correct.
So
how will the Rach read Na'ase Kibor Elo?
Is what I'm saying, is the Rach going to read Pshat and Sugya differently, that we're not reading Bor Otzer through, rather maybe Derech Bor or something else?
No, why can't the Rabbi Chananel say that this one